Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony in the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The German city of Cologne has produced many fine early music ensembles, yet few have been led by an American. On Harmonia this week, we'll look at a recent series of recordings by the Kölner Academy, directed by Michael Alexander Willens. The first four volumes in the Forgotten Treasures series will be accompanied by a new release of music by Johann Valentin Meder, also performed by the Kölner Academy.
Thank you.
an exuberant movement by a composer you've probably never heard of, Venceslav Pichl, a major player in Vienna's musical life near the end of the 18th century. He was part of the stiff competition that Mozart was always up against. Pichl was also very prolific and produced over 1,000 works, including the concerto movement you just heard. It was performed by soloist David Sinclair and the Kölner Academy. Of the many world-class early music ensembles that have come out of Cologne, Germany, one ensemble in particular has quickly established itself over the past decade as something unique. The Kölner Academy, Orchester damals und heute, is an orchestra that performs a wide range of repertoire, from the 17th through the 21st centuries, on the most appropriate instruments of the period. The year 2006 saw the first 4 releases in a 10-CD series with the label Ars Produktion, entitled Forgotten Treasures. Volume 1 includes the complete concertos for clarinet by Bernhard Krusell, a late 18th century Swedish-Finnish composer well known to many a clarinetist. Here are the final 2 movements from Krusell's Clarinet Concerto in F Minor, performed by Eric Hoprich, clarinet, and the Kölner Academy. the second and third movements of the Clarinet Concerto in F Minor by Bernhard Crusell. It was performed by Eric Hoprich, clarinet, and the Kölner Academy under the direction of Michael Alexander Willens. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening this week to the German period orchestra Kölner Akademie. Like many excellent period ensembles, the Kölner Akademie has an equally great director, American conductor Michael Alexander Willens, who brought with him an extensive background, has been with the orchestra for over a decade, and has led them on a journey to explore numerous familiar and little-known works. For the second volume in the Forgotten Treasures series, the ensemble turned to the bassoon concertos of Franz Danzi, a prolific German composer from the late classical early Romantic period who had a soft spot for the bassoon. We'll hear the first movement of Danzi's Concerto in C Major with classical bassoonist Jane Gower and the Kölner Akademie. Thank you. Bassoonist Jane Gower and the Kölner Academy, under the direction of Michael Alexander Willens, performed the first movement of Franz Danzi's Concerto in C Major. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to the German period orchestra Kölner Akademie and music from their recent recording series Forgotten Treasures. For the third volume in the series, the Viennese double bass is at the center of attention. David Sinclair, a Canadian double bassist working in Europe, is featured in works that are well known to the world of bassists, but not many others. The concertos of Hofmeister, Pichel, and Van Hall are the focus of an instrument rarely heard in a solo capacity. For those of you who think you've heard it all, try the first movement of Franz Anton Hofmeister's Concerto in E-flat major on for size.
Thank you.
heard the first movement of Franz Anton Hofmeister's Concerto in E-flat Major for Double Bass and Orchestra. The soloist was David Sinclair, performing on a Viennese bass accompanied by the Kölner Academy under the direction of Michael Alexander Willens. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying music performed by the Kölner Academy. The fourth volume in the orchestra's Forgotten Treasures series focuses yet again on one composer, but not on a single solo instrument. An orchestral sinfonia and two concertos of Johann Wilhelm Wilms bring us music of a German-born composer who spent most of his life in the Netherlands. We'll hear the two final movements of the Sinfonia in E-flat Major, Opus 14. Thank you. two movements from Johann Film's Sinfonia in E-flat major, performed by the Kölner Akademie. We continue with the Kölner Akademie with our recent release of the week, the award-winning recording of Johann Valentin Mader's St. Matthew Passion, made quite a splash when it was released last year. Here's an excerpt from the beginning of the work.
Thank you.
Music from a different St. Matthew Passion, this one by Johann Valentin Mader, from a new CD on the Raumklang label by Die Kölner Akademie. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.